Right, hello, welcome to the second of an Idiot at Home podcasts. Hope you enjoyed the first. I think me and Carl did, didn't we?
It'd be good laugh.
It's good, wasn't it? Just checking whether that was actually picking anything up there. Had a bit of a rethink of what we're going to do in the format, and I've decided to keep Carl with us. The demand was just overwhelming, it was just insane.
He's the actual idiot.
Yeah. Oh!
wait your turn.
I'm gonna be waiting first. Yeah, well, that was the only change made for this one, but the next one will be a bit more, but we'll talk about that later. Again, it's gonna be mostly about music with some usual tangent stuff along the way, which last time was pretty out there things said, but you know, see how this one goes. We're joined by another friend of ours who's also called James.
Hello.
I feel well left out here.
Right, we'll get started. Careful doing that, mate. Right, this is James. He's just coughed there. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Clearly I'm riddled by the coughing and sneezing. I'm James. Right, I do performing arts more so than music. I do play music, I play guitar.
What,
I don't know what you want from us.
Just think, I'm
20.
I don't put my age in there.
Carl's also 20, just...
You know. Well, we're all 20, let's get that one sorted. Right, that one's done next.
You'll swiftly realise you shouldn't have invited me.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that it's already gone longer than I thought it was going to, but... right, so... Performing arts.
Oh, that's, yeah. Been doing that for 3 years now. I'm gonna go and do it. Is that it? You just want,
no, I'm just saying, because I swore. I wasn't winning. But, like, to get the first one in there.
No, let's use it.
Loosen it up a bit, so.
No fucking about it.
I see. I'll let you swear, but you didn't have to, like, abuse it or anything.
Yeah, so. Did follow that. Sing a bit of dance about.
Well, not much more to say on that one then, is it? That died pretty quickly there, like, to be fair. Right, that's the first part, the part I've got marked intro. I think that's very efficient.
Very efficient. Notes, yeah. So now we're all feeling comfortable and we know who's who and what's what.
I think we recognise voices, I hope, anyway. Hopefully.
You'll recognise me from that.
A few people who I've spoken to about it said we couldn't distinguish who was who.
Me and you just sound alike.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know that she keeps sniffing. I know it sounds like I've got two fingers stuffed up your nose.
It has his nose.
Yeah. Just down on that. Right, so yeah, that's the end of the first part. Yeah, the next part, the same as last time, is there'll be 7 questions or so, mainly based on around music and interests of the guest. Right, so that's the end of the first part.
Let the bloodbath begin.
Yeah, we'll see what he has to say. Right, globally. This is the second part, which it says 7 questions, mostly based around music, about what our guest James would personally like and stuff like that. So get straight into it. First question I've got to ask you is there anything in particular you listen to at the moment?
Well, I thought it was at the end of the question.
Yeah. when I stopped talking, yeah, that was the end of the question.
I'm listening to a lot of Daughtry at the moment. And a lot of musical stuff like you just might not know as much of.
Yeah.
Any examples?
Put him on the spot. I reckon he's thrown that out there, sort of like impress everyone. And like, as soon as you pick him on, it's like, oh shit.
Bit of Glenn Hansard. Have you ever seen the film Once?
I know you've talked about him before, yeah.
Well, that guy.
Never watched it again.
Actually, do you
know what?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
You've set the tone for this whole
he
podcast.
Was, he on some of the stuff there, you know, Into the Wild.
Yeah.
Film, I think he co-wrote some of the songs for that.
He's just amazing.
And he toured with Eddie Vedder on that tour.
Oh, that makes sense. I saw a video of him singing one of his songs. Yeah. And Brother and Bones as well, since Carl showed us them, like. And,
it's a good little plug for Carl there.
Yes. Yeah, brilliant them. So, it's mainly them.
Yeah.
Kind of
good shouts. Next one is what instruments can and do you play?
I wouldn't say I can play any, but attempt.
There's always one, isn't there?
Put himself down already.
I dabble on guitar. I used to play bass. I don't know what that feels like anymore. Started playing a bit of keys.
Like it.
And if I was made to, I could probably hold a simple, you know, rock drum beat thing.
Yeah?
That's about it.
Bit of an all rounder there, and you can't.
Oh,
what are you talking? Good with my hands, you see.
Oh, it was going to go downhill at some point. I mean, how long we're into it? We're about 7 minutes or so, and it's gone downhill already. I mean, me and Carl held it together quite well last time. Maybe took half an hour or something. But, like, yeah, we'll nip that one in the bud as quickly as you can. Then, is there any particular gear you like using? Any brands? Specific kinds of guitar or anything like that?
Well, I have my Faith. I like that. I found that's good, but that's...
That could be... quite philosophical,
my Faith guides me through. That's about it.
Just the one. good choice.
Like since I started playing guitar, I've literally only, you know, I've got my guitar, and that's the only one I have that I use. Like I don't play any bass anymore.
If you could buy like one in particular, you had the money to buy one, any, even like electric or acoustic, whatever, what would you get?
I'll just get like a Martin or something.
Yeah, that's one I would go for. Is that one I've wanted for ages now. I keep looking at pictures of it thinking...
For sure. No one.
Yeah, I was just thinking if I look hard enough, would it like sort of pop out of the screen? Table or something. Or cut a picture out of it and just sit with it.
Gordon Mary, I do feel a bit left out now. I'm sat here with two people called James, and both of you were wearing a similar colour earlier, and I was still left out. And now you're both saying that you prefer Martin, and I said Taylor for mine.
You said about PRS.
You're not so left off because I was Taylor popped through my head, but Martin's
in
there.
He thought Taylor, but I thought, nah, Martin, where they go. The next one is any particular favourite artists or musicians, and like, have they influenced any of your work, your own work you've done?
Ooh. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Carl said that.
It is, like, because you kind of nick, like, styles from everyone, but you don't know that you're doing it. Yeah. Like, you just kind of, it just happens, and it's because of what you've listened to and stuff. Like, I do a lot of songwriting, so songwriting stuff would probably be. I don't know, the Whitney song book. Aaron Lewis, probably, is out of
Stain,
because he's really depressing. Like, my songs are like really depressing. Yeah.
I haven't listened to Stain in ages. Like, I think I've got like one album or two.
It's
albums.
Been a while, like.
Oh.
See you later.
It's Carl the Pudding Machine now. Like, he's had half a glass of wine or whatever, and he's in his zone.
Get outside.
On the same sort of like note as that, have you got any particular favourite albums?
He just tried one there. I just picked up on it.
It took words around.
Right, yeah, I'm just getting it there as well.
Any favourite albums?
Stop rocking back and forth to the mic.
See, I'm going to end up crying or something.
Favourite albums? I'm just waiting for mine to be released, really.
I thought you couldn't play guitar.
Kind
of. And see, that's going to be an album now, isn't it? Like that guy on YouTube.
Oh, the guy. The frustrated guitar.
Yeah,
man.
If you've got a time to yourself and you want to watch a funny video, go on YouTube, the bastards, and type in the world's angriest guitarist. I think it's like two parts. It's definitely worth a watch if you're a bit bored. Like,
I had to scrape myself off the floor. It was just brilliant. Like,
what was it? Inside bits become outside bits.
I
think that will be a sort of running theme through every podcast we do.
Well, prolapse it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We got a lot of comments on that part. A lot of people found that entertaining.
I'm glad.
I like that part. I like when that happens. I said that last time. You know, when any time that happens is there's just good points in life. And you sort of appreciate what's happening.
It's getting deep.
No, it is. It's real deep. It's real deep. Oh. In fact, I think I'm going to cry.
I'm going to sneeze if that makes any difference.
No, don't. Because I've got a lovely... I've set these notes out nice and neat, man. If I get snot all out of them, I'll not be best pleased.
Snot and tears and blood.
Yeah.
And blood, so...
Just to clarify, just so that's not weird.
I had a slight nosebleed before the... I think it was the pressure. A bit of following the first one. I thought, it's got to be good, and then just went. But I think we're doing all right. We're rambling on a bit.
Let's get back to the questions.
Yeah. Right, question, nice one. I like that. He's cutting us off, eh? What's he doing? Does he not realise it's my name on this podcast?
It's also mine.
Right, it's getting cheeky enough now. We'll have to move on. Right. This is the one that I enjoyed the most last time, probably, when I asked it. If you could have an ultimate band...
You skipped the last question. I didn't get to answer the last question, you know. We went on a massive tangent.
We spent about 5 minutes asking what you
said. I'll quickly sort it, right? The new Biffy, the new Biffy and Clyro album that I've listened to a lot lately. I can't sort my favourite album.
Yeah.
And Scream by Ozzy Osbourne's a really good album.
I wasn't expecting that. That's a shout, that. Like. That's a...
Oh,
that's...
was that another... No, it doesn't matter.
I think we should stop.
They're the kind of things I've cracked on at the moment, and because it's only music I've got on before.
Yeah, but what I would like to say, last time we had a sort of half-hearted conversation of what we would call a bloke who had his arm snapped off by, was it cow's arse?
Yeah.
And both of us were sat for about 3-4 seconds trying to think of what we would call him, yet we sort of remembered that we were recording it as well. And the sort of silence wouldn't have done much good. But we're still, what was it, a week and a half later,
still can't think of anything.
Haven't came up with one. Nothing. So if anyone actually listens to this...
Unlucky farmer?
Because it might not be a farmer.
Exactly. Well, why else would you have your hand up a cow's arse?
Because it was his job. He said you wouldn't like to be a vet, so that was his job.
It was his job.
So. We'll get on that later, right?
Yeah,
anyone actually listens to this, which apparently they do, strangely enough, apparently it's got over 50 views and we're in like the top 1,000 on iTunes or something. So I think that's an achievement. I think we've done well there, considering it's been a week or so. But yeah, if anyone listens to this, wants to get in touch, get in touch with me on Twitter if you can think of something, and just put my mind at rest of what you're calling, because...
Someone's after followers.
I've got enough of them, cheers. But yeah, I would like someone to tell us what they would call them, and if I like it, then I'll put my mind at rest so I don't have to sort of lie awake at night trying to figure out what I would actually say. But back on the question I was going to ask, which I got rudely interrupted, if you could have an ultimate band consisting of two guitarists, a drummer, bassist, and a frontman, who would they be? Oh. Last time, Carl picked Guthrie Govan as lead guitar, Tremonti as rhythm guitar.
Shared lead,
a few solos in there, and he came up with a few licks. Miles Kennedy as frontman, Victor Wooten on bass, and Gavin Harrison on drums. Which I like to point out was probably the most experimental band I've ever heard of in my life. There's some pretty random stuff out there, but I think if these recorded something, it would just be face melting.
I'd like it a lot. That's why I picked it.
That's why I can really say about it. I would just like it a lot.
It
as your ultimate band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really difficult because there's so many singers that I like. Like, I'd have, you'd have Chris Robinson out of Blacks and Cherry, because he's just a boy, alright? Then you've got, Chris Daughtry, right? Out of Daughtry.
He just likes people called Chris.
Yeah. But then you've got Miles Kennedy, right? So what I think I would have, and I'm
Miles
one
Chris
of them,
Kennedy.
Miles Chris Kennedy, right? Actually. And then you've got that twat out of Shinedown, right? Who...
Oh, he didn't call him. We've already slagged Roger Waters off, we've slagged Matt Corby off, now we've had a go at air. The fella from...
Oh, I don't mean
and
twat
I like
as
them
a bad
all.
Thing.
I like them all.
No, because I think he's great. But,
Are you calling him a twat?
a good twat. A twat, you maybe, not be able to be a frontman for this band, but you could be one of those backing singers. They get alternate.
There's always, just a bunch of black women at the back.
Yeah, the solo singers, then just standing, clicking.
So,
they'd alternate. So we've got, a bunch of singers that would alternate. Guitarists. Yeah.
If I were you, I would pick the singer last if it's going to be that much of a problem. Because if you get the sort of rest of the band sorted, you can decide what kind of genre they're going to be.
Guitarists, I need a lead in it and a rhythm.
Wait, you don't have to split that, it's just
two guitarists. Yes, it's tough this one.
I could probably just give mine while he's waiting, if anyone's interested.
No.
No, I wouldn't say it. It's not good.
Give them anyway.
I wouldn't say no. Everyone will just turn off then, so you just kind of fuck yourself, to be honest.
I know one of them anyways.
Eight. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The twat over
Sean,
there.
Yeah.
Did we? Stop calling me a twat.
I was going to say him.
Yeah, he would be in the band, strangely enough, because he's the best.
I don't want to say Tremonti because he sent him, but but it's Tremonti.
Yeah, so Tremonti's one of your guitarists. He's in there. Yeah. He's pulling faces all over the place.
He's just straining. Yeah. I don't know why I pull a face because
knocking people out with his biceps, man.
Yeah.
Another guitarist. I'm Carl Wunder.
He's playing some May points. I would like to point out also Carl bought James a bottle of wine before this, so I think that might have.
That also explains how things are going wrong.
Yeah, I'm not drinking though. Yeah, it's not my fault.
He's
gonna
keep it right.
I know. I'm pulling this
I'm
in as much as I can.
But like to the point of I'm trying to think of guitarists that I actually know. Like,
you're not a name person.
Oh wait, I feel like I've been put out now. He said me.
No, no, you being there,
he's been kicked out already, and you haven't even played.
It's because I haven't done my hair. That's what it is.
I'm
just saying, I should have done my hair before, because people, might be listening to this thing, and I can hear that his hair is bad. There,
What you find with me is I'm not. Guys, seriously, I thought this was supposed to be serious. I'm not a person who knows people by names or like.
But if you tell us the band, I'll probably.
I don't even know. I'm not a very eclectic person. Really.
So this question was a bit of a.
Stupid
question.
What's your dream band? Well, whatever I like at the time, don't.
What dream band?
I thought he's a dream band, like you're doing.
Oh, I thought he's a dream man.
This has took a turn.
Right, so do you want to just say?
I've got
Tremonti.
Tremonti. Let's think of another one. Who else do I?
Carl's not getting a look in here.
Carl, right?
Yes.
He's put Carl on lead.
Oh! Tremonti's not happy. I'll have to talk to his brother about this. he's not happy. He's not best pleased at all. He's been stripped of his lead role.
Bassist
was the one I probably that was first in for me.
You've got to kind of think the things that fit with each other because I
not really. Carl just picked any old.
I like Stu Hamm, but would he fit with Tremonti? That kind of thing.
Stu.
That's how you have to say it.
Yeah.
So we'll go for Stu Hamm because he's just
right. So you've got your guitar section sorted.
Again, quite a good bass player.
Yeah. The drummer, right? There's two, but I think the guy who. Drumming for Tremonti, I'd have him.
Garrett Whitlock.
Yeah, just because he
can't. I'm telling you now.
There's
not any him. I didn't know. I'm telling you.
Because I think him and Tremonti would bounce, and Carl would probably bounce off him more. Whereas the other one was John Fred Young.
Yeah.
But I don't think
John Fred Young's as heavy, but I think he'd fit in.
Oh yeah.
But Garrett Whitlock with his double bass.
Blowing
everyone's mind. So you've got the band sorted. You need your front.
We've got nine singers hopping about. See, I don't know because I'm gonna go for Chris Daughtry because
he's going for Daughtry.
For Chris Daughtry. Yeah.
I thought he was gonna go for Kennedy, but Kennedy's missed out this week. He's missed out. So
I thought I'd throw a spanner in the works and say what do you call him?
That helps, doesn't it? I know a few names, but
Scott Staff.
There's no point in doing that.
Then I realised that his voice starts to get a bit weak.
And he stole his voice, but we'll not get into that because, again, if Scott Staff happens to be listening to this somehow, he fell in possession of a tape. Someone give him a tape with this on. Who has the tapes anyway? Who listens to tapes? You got an MP3 with this on. People still listen to the
MP3. Someone emailed him.
Yeah, someone sent him a link on YouTube. But it's not even on YouTube, is it? Jesus.
Someone sent a link to SoundCloud and said, hey, someone's saying that you're ripping up Eddie Vedder. Yeah. Who mentioned names
there? There's one last question before we finish this section. It's on a sort of similar note. You could choose one song to play with any band or artist. What would it be and what would the song be?
I might have a serious and I might have a piss tune.
Yeah,
the piss tape was probably the Purple Rain with Prince.
Because
I generally like
that.
That would be
fun. I mean, but then again, what would Prince be playing though? Because
what would
along,
I be playing though?
Prince plays all sorts of instruments, doesn't he?
Actually, no. This is what I said that right. Do you know what one of my favourite songs is? Right, that it just never gets old, but it just won't work. Bump and Grind by R. Kelly.
Bloody hell, man!
That opening section.
Yeah,
that opening
section. You want to be careful with mentioning R. Kelly's name around anywhere. Not I'm having to go R. Kelly. If he's been sent a link on SoundCloud, I'm not having to go at it. And I'm in no way do I think anything that happened that might have or might not have involved you happened. I'm not saying anything that has, but yeah, it's a bit of a strange choice.
It's a song.
So, right, are you going to choose Prince or R. Kelly? Because I will be putting this song at the end of the podcast. It'll be playing like Carl's Did Come To, you know, which...
I've got to think which one I like better out of R. Kelly.
Which would you rather perform on stage with them? That was the question, if you could perform one song.
Purple Rain.
Right, he's going for Purple Rain, right?
With the intro of Brooklyn
Crying. No, we can't be doing that.
And he's having a medley, he's just going to start throwing all sorts of songs in.
You don't get special treatment, you know.
Nah, just because your name's James as well. What?
Who's throwing names around?
Right, while James sort of decides to like hold his ribs laughing and goes further away so that it doesn't pick it up. Right, right, that's the end of this section, the sort of seven music questions one. Like I say, at the end of the podcast, if you want to listen to it, Prince. I'm not going to mix the two together. I'll put Purple Rain on, right? So at the end of the podcast, when it's all done, Prince will be playing, I imagine. If I can get hold of the song and be asked to put it in, to be quite honest, because as long as this is going to be, I don't think I can. I'll see how it happens. But the next part is the questionnaire that we mentioned last time as well from Inside the Actor Studio. It's the 10 questions. We'll see what GM says on some of them. Before, this is the questionnaire from Inside the Actor's Studio. I'm going to be asking James the 10 questions, see what he says to them. First one is, what is your favourite word?
Detrimental.
Fucking hell. Carl's just had a semi-stroke there, hasn't he?
Say that again, say that to me. Yeah. We're not. Say it like, in the form of Morgan Freeman.
Detrimental.
That sounded more like Shaft.
Right, well, that's a good answer. I can't remember what you said.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
But it wasn't as good as detrimental, which is ironic because detrimental means bad, like really bad.
Ironic, eh?
Ironic's quite a good word as well. What's this with all the good words?
And now we should be throwing some out there. And so the flip side of that, the second question is, what's your least favourite word?
That's not a word.
Yeah, that's just exhaling, isn't it?
What's my least favourite word?
Yeah.
Don't say exhale.
No.
Oh.
That sounds quite rapey, though.
James. Although, quite a good answer. Because without being it, like, sort of, being in a creepy way, yeah. It's like, you know, what if you really want a packet of crisps? Can I have them crisps? No.
Oh.
That's very disheartening.
I was thinking more of a breaking barriers in sort of like personal life rather than I want that pack of crisps. Give me that pack of crisps. No, you fucking good. Right. God. What turns you on creatively or spiritually?
I'm glad you put creatively or spiritually.
Because we could have been here for hours otherwise.
What turns me on creatively? Alcohol. I'm more creative.
Drink,
yeah,
kind of thing,
that
yeah.
kind of thing. But no, like generally, like
that's again, that's quite
in a serious sense with songwriting and stuff. It's usually the usual shit, isn't it? Like women.
Yeah,
women. Like, and I know women come a lot. Women turn me on in more than just
steady on. I know we got an explicit rating last time, but we don't want to be sort of like.
Band.
Yeah. Ooh, iTunes won't have us this time.
Nah, that.
Right, so again, the flip side of that is what turns you off creatively or spiritually?
Ooh.
Women?
I don't know.
Steady. You don't want to be getting the sort of.
That's one of the things I can't put my finger on what ruins my creativity. Some days I just have shit days when it,
yeah, I can't think. That would be my answer, though. Sort of either negativity towards it or sort of being in a bad mood, so then you can't get.
That's the thing, but bad moods usually create.
Well, unless you want them going around smashing your room up, so that, then you're not really creating.
It's one of those questions.
Unless you write a song where it's like, you're going to have a go at someone.
But that's more sad things, because, like, you know, depressing stuff, I mean, that's generally what... Because
yeah.
I find it hard to write a happy song myself, yeah, like...
But I did it.
You did it.
I did it the other day.
We'll listen to that another time. Yeah. We might even have some of the songs on for... Right, as a sort of... Moving away from that now. What sort of sound or noise do you love?
Obviously not my phone. Apologies for that little stutter. It was generally my phone just
going. Yeah, I got completely put off there.
What noise do I love?
It's going so well.
It's not going to get any better. I'm not going to say the noise that I actually love, because it's disgusting.
Oh, man.
I was going to impersonate a noise that you might like, and I'm not going to
do
it.
No, please, keep it
secret.
It's my neck on the line here.
Laughter. I love laughter.
Oh, he saved it.
He pulled it out of the bag there. He dubbed it. Yeah, we all know what... We all know the noise. There's no need to impersonate. Or even do the action, which, again, has put me completely off. I'm trying to... I'm trying to read notes from a sheet.
Saying that right, my laughter is silent. So...
You love the sound of silence. That could have been a very intriguing
song
question.
Song isn't it? Who wrote that? We'll not get into that.
It's in the quiz.
It's not a sort of personal joke. Right, that's enough of the silence. Right,
I bet they love that silence.
I bet it's enough of the old blokes in a pub type of carry on. What sound or noise do you hear?
Ooh, that fucking alien noise thing that was in that
theremin.
Song. Theremin, yeah.
Theremin,
yeah.
That alien noise.
Yeah. Just...
Yeah, we had a theremin in the room at the time as well. Like.
Or seals.
What, seal or seals?
No, a seal's a seal is okay, but you're not the big floppy animal.
I know what a seal is. The big floppy animal. That's a perfect description of a seal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. This is the... imagine if Bernard Pivot or James Lipton ever heard this version of their sort of questionnaire.
Like a studio would close down.
Yeah, they would just like stop us doing it. Like copyright infringement or some bollocks that are like YouTube, get hold of dickheads. What is your favourite curse word?
I have two. I don't want to say in case my mum hears this.
Is your mum going to listen to this? Like,
I'm not sure about it, she will.
Showing your mama.
Well,
yeah.
I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah. What I think might be best for James' mum is that we didn't record the bits in between.
Yeah.
The sort of conversations we had in between sections, because bloody hell, they got some. We had to sort of air.
I quite like twat. Like, that's not a statement. That's not I like twat.
Twat's alright.
Like,
you like twat.
Again, steady with the filth.
That's all.
No,
that's
you
all
asked about a curse word, twat. Yeah. Is a word that right. I quite like. It's poetic, but my general favourite word is cunt.
Yeah,
like it just rattles off the tongue.
That was a favourite of a few people.
And being poetic, I think I could probably rhyme more words with cunt than I could twat. I don't know.
Cunt.
Right, we do
about it.
Right,
did you just say cunt? he's bringing out that middle section between the gut and the cunt.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh, I'm going to have to explain this to someone, aren't I? And James's mum's going to be listening.
I hope not. I'm going to not show it anymore. I said the C word.
I'll write down what sorry, mum. I'll write what sort of times these are. We'll skip, and you can sort of like, when we cut, if you're showing your mum on your iPod or something, just skip this 5 minutes or so where things got a little bit boring.
Boring.
Oh, no, me, I'll say, I'm going to skip this bit because I say cunt.
Oh.
And she'll be like, wait, you just show us it now.
Right, we'll move on.
Swiftly move on.
Yeah, we'll
that escalated quickly that way.
What profession would you like to do? And I know what you would probably say, but maybe he's...
What, like, as if, like, no, this is weird because I'm going
into... Hang on a second, I thought you said other than... to me.
Oh, well, other than your own.
I was going
to
say, because
I say that all three of us haven't got a job.
Me profession.
I
know, but like...
Yeah, I said, to be fair, 2 seconds. I said, when I asked at the car, I said, what profession other than your own would you do? Sorry, I sort of didn't write that bit down. But with Carl, we sort of classed him as a musician.
Yeah.
So obviously, he actually does get me for it anyway, sometimes.
Well, that's a funny one, because I have a job. Like, that's correct what you did say.
Yeah.
Right. So, I wouldn't want to be a barman all my life. But I'm aiming to go into my dream profession. So are you on about like what would you do other than my dreams?
So at the minute you actually do have a profession, which is barman. So pick something other than barman that you'd like to do.
Well, I'm not going to say be an actor, because that's what I'm aiming to do. Like.
Yeah, that's your ideal profession, isn't it? Just because you want to do it doesn't mean.
But that's what I'm, like, I'm kind of doing it now, kind of thing.
Okay, oh. Other than that.
Other than that, gynecologist.
What?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So you want to be a barman, right? What's the next question?
What profession would you hate? Stop laughing and answer the question.
My
podcast's gone down the drain. No wonder we're having guests on after this for a bit. Christ. I've ruined the surprise at the end, haven't I?
What profession would I hate?
Yeah.
I'm actually what I said about me, I'd actually hate being a gynecologist, because, like, what if...
For fuck's sakes, man.
Right, but you'd hate to be a gynecologist, right?
And he would also love it.
I actually would love it.
It's a love-hate relationship with gynecology. Gynecologism? Is that the correct term?
Actually, there's a question. Google it.
Yeah. Basically, anyone listening to this, if you know the correct term for being a gynecologist, post
it
somewhere.
Wouldn't it be gynecologist?
What's gynecology? If you study it?
What if you do it as like a thing?
Yeah.
Gynecologism. Some
you'd be a doctor of some sort, wouldn't you?
He studies gynecology.
Right, we'll move on. We'll quickly move on.
Swiftly
move on.
Right,
I was going to say something along the lines of inside bits coming outside bits. But I'm not going to put that in there now.
Right, we've already moved on to the next question, so let me read the next question, please. If heaven exists, what would you like God to say when you reach the pearly gates? Ooh. Now, I will say last time, I think we got a pretty much definitive answer. So if you can match or better that, I will be very pleased.
I won't be able to match it, but fucking hell, I didn't expect to see you here.
Again, I like that answer. Really. I don't think God would swear. I don't think God would swear.
Well, I don't know. Okay, we'll take the swear out, but well.
Yeah, I think...
Didn't expect to see you here.
Plus, I don't think God would say anything about hell, would he? Or is this going into sort of like...
Let's not get into it. Don't ruin me friggin' answer.
We're not analyse it. That's why I call it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just overlooking things.
What you don't understand, no, is when you go home there, we're gonna sort of record an extra bit.
Just add it in.
Yeah, it's like we're gonna rate your performance. We're not. Don't hope for anything. Don't listen after the song.
Because there's gonna be nothing but silence.
Yeah. Right. Well, that is actually the end of that questionnaire, which we've actually flew through.
We destroyed.
We've pretty much ruined that questionnaire for.
I'm going to apologise to James Lipton, because he's one person I'd love to just sit in a room with him.
That's what I said. I thought he's a bloody good bloke. Like.
Have you seen? My dad disagreed, right? I was watching.
Not like him?
Well, this is. I'll get to it. I was watching it on the telly before, because it's sometimes on Sky Art. And my dad went, "How the hell did he get that job? Because he's the most boring person ever." He's got such a dry sense of humour, though. Not my dad, James Lipton. That he's kind of funny. Like, he kind of, like, cracks a joke, but his face just doesn't move.
If you haven't seen it, the one I would say to watch is when he interviews Dave Chappelle.
I've seen it.
That is my favourite one. But then, when Dave Chappelle interviews him, have you watched that one?
Oh, I know.
There's something like the 200th episode where Dave Chappelle interviews James Lipton. It is brilliant.
I would love to see James Lipton get an interview, but the best one, Robin Williams. I didn't know how fucked up Robin Williams actually was. Like,
you don't tell.
No, but I thought that was acting, but...
Flubber, what was Gadot about?
Like,
Mrs. Doubtfire, what the fuck's he doing?
Like, I thought he was just a really good actor. Turns out he's generally like that, mate. Like, he's off his tits, and it's brilliant.
2 seconds, I've just called Robin Williams mental.
He's going to be on your window at night.
Yeah.
Just bounce a flubber.
Again, I love Robin Williams' films. I love Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is class. He's off his tits.
He's not very funny stand-up. Whoa!
But wait, it doesn't matter, though, because as a person he's funny. Just because he can't show the people how funny he is, he can genuinely be funny.
I would like to bond with him over a pint.
You couldn't have a pint. He's clearly going to be on some Cosmopolitan shit.
You'd probably be like sitting on your head and you're like, why are you selling me head, Robin, man? You're just having a nice pint.
And then he'll lay an egg. And then laid egg. I never knew Robin Williams laid egg, like, and then he
just fuck off.
And he'd go away.
He would go home.
And then no one would believe that I've just had a pint with Robin Williams and I'll be sat there with an egg on head. And then everyone would just question the whole
thing.
Then
scenario. He'd come in as Mrs. Doubtfire and you'd try and pick Mrs. Doubtfire up. You'd be like sliding along the bar, think, I'll have a pint of Guinness or whatever, and whatever the lady's having.
Straight in
the dog,
collar and
everything.
Straight in
there. Then you look, and he's sat on your head again, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing sat on your head again, Robin?
And this is how the night progresses with him.
Just stop this conversation, because I'm confused with what's just gone in the last 30
seconds. People who listen to it understand, man.
Really? Because
they listen to the last one, so they know pretty much. This is sort of the arm snapped off by a cow's arse thing. Right. So we've destroyed that questionnaire once again, rather than trying to improve it
or doing any justice to anything.
I didn't know how you can destroy a questionnaire after saying that we destroyed a questionnaire. We've doubly destroyed it.
Yeah, we may as well give it a good kicking once it's down and have a go. Right, so that's the end of the questionnaire and that's the end of this section. The next one is a sort of added part that I put in, especially with having a guest in. It's going to be a running thing if we ever have any more guests in, and we'll keep a score of it, which is going to be a quiz. It's going to be Carl V the guest.
Yay.
Carl thinks he's going to win. James is in a bit of a bad form at the minute. He's done a quiz already today and he's lost. So Carl's got the upper hand at the minute. The bookies have got him favoured. He's just edging it a little bit. Carl's probably had more wine though, so I reckon James might have that edge in. Sort of Carl's brain might be melting slightly.
Slipping a bit of it.
No, we're not putting any drugs in anyone's drink.
But just to clarify, in case my mum is listening, there's no drugs in this room.
Yeah. Wait, how would you know it's my room?
Okay.
In case Carl's mum or dad is listening, and they'd probably say it downstairs anyway, but there is no drugs in this room. And in case my mum...
How do they know?
Shut up,
man. Shut up, man. In case my mum and dad listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I started this podcast and allowed some of my thoughts to become known. Rather than like in my own head, which is
and I'm sorry to them as well, because James's mum and dad probably don't actually know what I'm like, apart from a passing walking through the living room saying, hello Mr. and Mrs. Proudock, how are you doing today?
My mum and dad knows how messed you up you are.
There's a whole other world that my mum and dad haven't discovered yet with you. It's just like,
I love your mum and dad,
yeah, but they know how messed up you are.
Oh, Christ.
We're not getting any of that.
But they still love you either way. I know this has just gone
this
off.
Is I mean, I think this is longer than the actual questionnaire was. Right, so this is the last part of this section. We'll do the quiz after this. So it's going to be 10 questions, completely random. There's a few music ones in there, keeping with the theme. And we'll see who wins. Carl, I guess. Quiz now. What's going to be is there's going to be 10 questions. A couple of them are general knowledge, maybe stuff like that. A couple of them are music. What we're going to do is we're going to read through all the questions, 9 of the questions in one go. Get the lads to write the answers down on a bit of paper. Then they'll score it after those 9 questions. Then the 10th question is a sort of bonus guess the musician thing, where we'll have 10 clues. And as I read through the clues, the points for the answer decrease. So if they guess it on the first clue, they get 10 points, second clue 9 points, and so on and so forth. Right, are you both ready? Both ready for air? They were just both demonstrating that they've both got their pens ready.
Yours was easy, yours was click.
Mine was a click eye. Yeah. Yours a lid. You can't really click with a lid.
But I'm ready though.
It's a clicky lid.
It's both ready with your bits of paper and...
Can I put a title?
Yeah, you can put a title if you want. Shoot.
Question... Underline.
Oh, he's just ripped through his bit of paper.
Don't be putting ink anywhere, though.
Testicott.
Cheers. Cheers. I'm favoured to win here. I'm favoured to win.
Are you... is both ready?
I'm ready.
Right. No looking at each other's answers, no cheating or all that, or I will give you a good back.
Alright, so keep your eyes to your fucking self.
You can't even see my own paper in my yard.
As I say,
Just to clarify, I have really bad eyesight. I'm not like.
Yeah. He's got bad eyesight. So okay. I've got my pair of glasses, you know.
It's again, this is another reason why I feel left out.
The two Jameses with two pairs of glasses.
Similar coats.
Two camel-looking tops.
Camel?
Camel tops. Camel
beige,
top, aye.
Beige, sandy colour. Anyway, enough of what we're wearing and stuff, right? Let's see, the first question.
Yeah.
Is how many colours are there in a rainbow?
Bollocks.
Right, hey, is. Got a few counting.
If I get this wrong, right?
Someone counting.
Something's wrong with primary school.
I can't believe I've just seen someone count on their fingers at the age of 20. That was brilliant. That's made my day, actually. Right, we've both got an answer down, both.
Yeah.
So, happy with it?
Not really.
Alright. Which Beatles member led the way on the Abbey Road album cover? Oh, do you know how they crossing there? Zebra crossing?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one was at the front? Head scratching. There's a few.
A schnitz.
Oh.
I can't remember the four members of the Beatles.
Can you remember any of the names?
John. Ringo.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
Yeah.
And that other guy.
George. Right, so which one of them do you think it was?
I don't know. I think one of them.
Right? You got an answer, Carl?
I know it's wrong, but yeah.
How do you know it's wrong? You haven't heard the answer. Have you just been glegging in my quiz while I've been out of toilets?
No. I know it's wrong, but it's the only one.
Stop
that
looking at his answers, you little cheat.
It was the first one I thought of.
Probably all answers of Carl, bloody James the bloody cheat out here.
Right.
Right, the next question. This is a bit of a one that I laughed at when I read it. What is the world record for Ferrero Rocher's eating in 1 minute?
Oh.
It's a question that in a boys.
I'm trying to think about how that would work.
Don't count on your fingers.
Like, they're not exactly small sweets.
I know. When I was looking for these questions.
Is it? Would we get the closest to
the closest
get
the point.
Okay.
In a minute. Ooh.
Yeah. When I was looking at the question, I was like, they're kind of big, them. Like, and they'd be truffly, aren't they? You'd be chilling on them.
Looking at it, it's like you've got that hard. Yeah.
Aye.
You'd be
I didn't like them. Like I've never studied them while I ate them.
I
mean,
it's a posh thing. It's a bit of a posh sweet.
Yeah,
so.
Ambassador and all that.
Yeah,
I've seen the advert. Anyone seen the Ferrero Rocher advert?
No. Moving on.
Right, moving on. Right, this is a sort of. If you're a bit of a gambler, you might know this. What colour is the zero on a roulette table? James straight there with his pen. he couldn't get that wrote down quick enough. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. I'm trying to think. No.
And you put the clothes on a roulette table.
I know. Wait, three.
This one was the one that I thought was might go a bit wrong or might be a bit.
Because the past four haven't gone.
No.
Shit, I've just.
Right?
What was going to be paper, that?
We're sort of sat.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm sat in a chair at a computer table, whereas Carl and James are sort of sat on the bed, because we're in Carl's room anyway.
It's a small room.
Yeah, it's a smallish room. And they're
four times the size of mine.
And they're both sort of...
Shack, I'll let you know.
Both turned down having rests underneath their paper. And they both punctured the paper with the pen and wrote on Carl's bed sheet. But anyway, that's for another time.
Memories.
Right, aye. Fifth question. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of what?
Do you know this one?
No, it's just funny.
This is the one where I was thinking, what are you going to put? Because we are sort of, both years are like, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through that bottle of wine. We've 2 bottles of wine. So this answer could be for anything, I'm telling you.
What was the word again?
Triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah, triskaidekaphobia.
I'll put my answer out. I know it's not that. It's going to be something
strange. I had a few. I wanted a phobia question. One popped into my head. I really wanted one. So I was having a look.
And that's what popped into your head.
I was having a look.
I
was looking through some of the phobias and I'm thinking, why have people got phobias against
that?
Funny,
every quiz I've done at work, there's always been a phobia question.
Yeah, because they are quite like.
They're class.
Some of them you can guess, but with this one,
one of them, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a phobia of erect penises.
Again, bringing her back to the filth. We're trying
to. It was quite a general. Like you listened, you heard the phobia and thought, "Oh, that might."
My phobia. I don't know what the actual title of it is, but I hate needles. I can't even watch them on telly.
Needle phobia.
That's the one. Needle phobia. If you see someone get, there's a scene in Pulp Fiction where he smashes the the needle with the
through a heart,
through our breastplate into a heart.
Oh, the adrenaline.
And they show up in it. I'm like, I'm a wuss with that. I can't watch any of
it. Needles.
It's lovely, that man.
These are both insane. Bet you love people like watching people touch other people's eyes and like sick bastard.
I stroke myself.
Right.
Oh my shit.
We're on to the sixth question. This is one of the music ones. So listen for us reading this lyric, and you have to guess what song it's from. Put the gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. It's from what song?
Shit, I know the lyric.
It is a very, very famous song.
I can't spell it.
And I'm not going to sing it either. I can't even remember how it goes, and I don't particularly like the band either. He's got an answer. James is scribbling away. He's got a clue.
Just the name of the band as well.
Just the name of the just
the
song
as well.
Oh, we,
there's no extra points for spelling.
There's no extra points for spelling, and in this particular case, there's no extra points for guessing the band. Mm-hmm. It's just the song I wanted. Right, he's both got an answer. Both happy with it. Right, we're on to the seventh question. I forgot to say at the start, if you wanted to have a go at this. Maybe it's why you're listening, and then...
Then start from the seventh question.
I sort of balls that one up. It's just why I asked them, you've both got that right, and I thought, I wonder if anyone actually went have a go at this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe he's rewind back a bit and have a go.
If anyone really wanted to, they'll have thought, I'll have a go at this as it goes along.
So it's not live.
Do you mean it's not live? They know it's not live.
I know, it's a podcast.
Go back home and but if they were that smart, they would just go to the end, listen to the answers, and go back and start the quiz and get all the points.
Then they're sad because they'll be sad by themselves.
They're not achieving anything.
I
want
to
do. Like, look how fucking smart I am.
I love quizzes, mate. They're the best thing. I just fucking love them.
They're brilliant.
The chase is the only thing I watch on telly now.
It's brilliant.
Especially when.
Okay. Question to you then. If you were on the chase. Which chaser would you go against?
Oh.
It depends, because some the woman is like shit hot on history.
See, I'll go against Morpheus because he's shit.
I know, but he wouldn't mastermind.
I'll go against that white Professor Clump.
Paul Sinner.
The fat one.
What do you mean, the fat one?
That rugby player guy who's good at sport.
Mark Lepet, the really big one.
I wouldn't go against him. He's good, him.
Yeah, he's probably the best director. But the woman is like shit on history. The guy with the white suit is. I've never really clicked what his thing is, but he generally does well in the final chase rather than in actual individual things. Anyway, enough about the chase.
I'm looking at my answers, I wouldn't go on the chase.
I'd give it a go, but I'd be shit scared of like getting no points on the cash builder, then getting absolutely smashed up on the actual chase, and then being laughed at in the streets. I reckon even Bradley would have a go at us, and he would, shit, I can't believe you're my team. But if I was on and someone took the lower offer, they would sort of have to fear for their lives. I hate when people do that.
I think Bradley would be good crack, though. I think I would go for a pint with him, like.
He seems good crack, like.
Aye. He likes to have a good laugh.
When he starts laughing on the... Right, we've
question
about,
seven.
Yeah, you see, it's question seven, we've talked about the chase for ages. Right, this is a bit of a sciencey one.
Oh.
Arses have just dropped there. What is the biggest planet in our solar system? Silence in the room. Carl's having a bit of a scribble there. He's gone for it.
Oh, shit.
And also, you can't put the sun.
Wait, the sun's...
The
sun's not a planet.
I know, it's not
a
planet.
It's a star.
I was going to say, I'm not accepting the sun.
I can only think of, like, four planets.
Put one of them. It might be right.
They're all the small
again
ones,
with this, can we go to the closest planet?
Well, not really.
That's the next one.
I was going to say, I'm going to just rattle them off the top of my head, am I?
How many is them in the solar system?
8 or 9, depending on whether you count Pluto.
I still count Pluto.
Yeah.
I think that's just more of a like a
mini planet.
An age thing.
Yeah.
I think that's because like anyone from like, I don't know, a year or two younger than us will probably think, why not? Because that got proven wrong, but we grew up.
Being
a planet, so I think I definitely.
Right. This one is the one is probably my favourite question I did. Right, I'm going to read a quote or a catchphrase, and you've got to tell me which TV show it's from.
Oh,
but you'll also get a bonus point for the person who said it.
Oh, Christ.
Right. The quote or catchphrase is, and now for something completely different.
Right.
That's the catchphrase.
He knows, doesn't he?
If you can guess what... There's 2 points available. If you can guess the TV show and the guy who said it. I mean...
And now for something completely
different. Yeah, it's usually said like, and now for something completely different. I did that quite well. I couldn't believe how well I've done that.
I think I've got half that right.
I think this is the point in the quiz where Carl takes over.
It's plenty of time. The ninth question. Out of John Smith's, Guinness, and Carlin, order them in terms of alcohol percentage. 3 points available. You have to get them in the right order.
Oh, you're asking the bomb.
I know, but you drink...
You're the drink connoisseur.
I've got a barman and an alcoholic, so I thought I'd tailor the question. Right, there's smoke coming off Carl's pen there.
I like that question.
I thought you would. So have you got your...
Yeah.
Right? And that was the ninth question, obviously, we're going to total up. Right, so back to the first one. The first question was, how many colours are in a rainbow?
I said seven.
The answer's seven.
Yeah!
I also put maybe nine.
I
did put seven first.
There. He's got seven, maybe nine.
He said seven first.
I put seven.
I could have put seven, but it also could be 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12.
No. Wait, what? I'll give
that should be a half a point, lad.
No, because I said seven.
This is bullshit.
I said seven with confidence. I said seven with confidence, and that was it.
Right, we're on to the second. Right, we'll give the answer for the second question. Second question was, which Beatles member led the way on the Abbey Road?
I said John Lennon.
I said George.
John Lennon.
Bastard!
Oh, I was right. I said that just on a whim. Get on.
John, I think you're wearing a white suit. White suit. Yeah, on there. Fine. So you put George.
I put George.
Is that just because I said his name? Right.
Are we meant to be ticking and crossing this as well? Yeah. I feel like I'm back in school. Yeah. I'm just ticking.
So, Carl, you've got 2 points so far.
Yeah.
James has got one.
The third question. What is the world record for Ferrero Rocher's eaten in 1 minute?
I said 13.
I said 44.
Jesus Christ. The answer was 7.
I win that one then. Is that a point for me then?
Yeah, you're the closest. I thought it was going to be better than 7. That shit, I can get more than 7.
In a minute.
I deep thought.
Right, was... after this, we'll go to the court and buy you a box of Ferrero Rocher's. See if you can eat 44 Ferrero Rocher's. We're giving a lot of airtime to Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
There are other chocolates and confectionery available.
That are cheaper and more delicious.
Shh. Right. Number 4, what colour is the 0 on a roulette table?
I said black.
Green.
Oosh! I thought that was like a 0 or something.
0? He said what colour is a 0?
Is there even a 0 there? So what, is that black?
No, it's green.
I thought you said green, what?
No, that's red. Why the question was, what is the colour, what colour is the 0 on a roulette table? Jesus Christ, man.
I've just completely mind-fucked myself.
Right, there might be a bit of space in between.
What the fuck?
There might be a space in between answers here.
Can you just switch off where that question was on?
I don't have a clue what I was doing. Right. Oh, God.
So, Carl, you stay, was it 2 points? No, 3 points.
I'm on 3.
James, you're on 2.
With an answer like that, the fact that I'm winning, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
What do you this answer?
Question 5. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of what?
I said a fear of getting asked a question about, like, phobias. Because I was pretty scared of that question, like...
I wrote trees.
He's probably got more of a horrible answer, but the actual answer, which I thought was the most stupid thing I've ever heard... Triskaidekaphobia is the phobia of the number 13.
You're joking.
So they must hate question 3.
They must hate me because I was born on the 13th.
So it's not trees?
No.
It's got to be something about like Friday the 13th. They might just not go outside on Friday the 13th.
I mean, bollocks. Who's scared of 13?
Unless someone who doesn't want to go outside on Friday the 13th.
Right. So, what's the score update? I mean, it's still 3-2.
3-2.
The car. The sixth question was, I read a lyric from a song and they had to guess what song it was. Put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Mama!
Ooh. Yep, both got it right.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. I could have...
Swear to get immature.
I could have given another point for Queen, but I thought, what's the point, man? It's 22 points at the end of it. Right, number seven. I already know the answer James has got for this, because I knew as soon as he said, like, right. What, the biggest planet in our solar system, what'd you put?
I said Jupiter.
What'd you put? Uranus.
Carl's gone and got it. Carl's only gone and got it right. It's Jupiter.
Oh, am I some kind of?
I think it's Jupiter and Saturn.
Do you know what's
the
funny?
Two big two, the gas
Jupiter
giants.
Was,
aye, gas
it
giants.
Was between Uranus and Jupiter, but Earth isn't. Which is the one that has that thing orbiting it?
Saturn. The
that set like
yeah
the
disc.
See, I thought that
I
was Jupiter.
Saturn,
I thought it was Jupiter that has the thing orbiting it, and then I thought it was like, does that count as a planet, or does the little bit in the middle count as it? So I got confused. And put Uranus as a
you just wanted to put Uranus
in.
Right, on to the eighth question.
I'm going
to
mark this one
wrong. This is one where I read a catchphrase from a TV show. It was a bonus point for who said it, but we were looking for the TV show. And now, for something completely different, was from what TV show?
It was Monty Python. There was the...
You can't put...
That was fixed.
No.
You know he likes
no.
Monty Python.
No,
but we're there. You can't actually give us... You've got one point for Monty Python, but you can't say... You're
circus.
The Flying Circus. Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Right, okay.
Well,
I just put Monty Python, so... But then I also put John Cleese.
John Cleese is the right fella who said it.
So how many points did he get?
One. Wait, I got the bonus one then.
You got the bonus one point, but... To be fair, I did only write Monty Python as the answer, but if we're being picky, it is on the TV show.
Flying Circus, but I do know, because... Oh, no.
I only
put Monty Python.
I've never watched Monty Python.
I'll give him half a point for not having the Flying Circus thing.
So he's got 1.5 points. Anyway,
yeah.
I've lost this one, because I was fucking out as well. Cause I no
you could
idea.
Pick it up on this next one, though, this one. This
so
next
I've only got half a point for John Cleese?
No, you got half a point. No, you got half a point for just saying Monty Python.
I've got 1.5 points.
Yeah, 1.5 points.
Right.
Getting confusing now, man. So what's the score update?
I've got...
He's got like 5.5.
6.5.
6.5.
I've got 3.
Ooh, this last question's going to be...
Is it a point per drink?
Right.
I think you should make it a point per drink.
When you have it...
Point
wait,
per
say,
unit.
No,
just
no.
Work that one out.
Did you actually put units down?
What?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't ask for units, I was just wanting them in order.
I put a couple of the units down.
No, you're all right. I'm not ballsing on with that. Right, the next one, which you probably guess was about
can
alcohol.
I go first before the barman? Because he'll know it.
Out of John Smith's, Guinness and Carlin, order them in terms of alcohol percentage.
I put John Smith's,
right.
Then Guinness,
right.
Then Carlin.
You got them all wrong.
Fuck Carlin's the strongest.
Yeah.
Then Guinness, then John Smith.
So I said the wrong way around.
Is it Guinness, Carlin?
Guinness, Carlin, John Smith.
Ah, I was going to put that.
Guinness
what?
Is 4.2%.
We're there. We're going strongest
Carlin
to weakest.
Carlin's 4.8 or something, though, isn't it?
I went weakest to strongest.
I went strongest to weakest.
I'm
what?
So confused.
I put them in order of alcohol percentage.
Yeah, but
I
which
thought,
order? Like,
I thought it was self-implied that was... So have you got them? Have you got a John Smith's, Carlin, Guinness?
I got a John Smith's, Guinness, Carlin.
Well, you get 2 points then if you've got them in the right order.
What?
So which way did you think the weakest
I
to
thought
strongest?
You were going to put the strongest to weakest.
Well,
I put weakest to strongest.
But didn't you put one of them in the middle? Right. So from strongest to weakest, it should be Guinness, Carlin, John Smith.
I put... Carlin, Guinness, John Smith.
So if you've got
I put that, you just read the opposite of me.
Look!
John Smith, Carlin, Guinness.
Weakest to strongest. So
strongest to weakest.
Is the other way around, so read it the
no.
other way around. Oh, man, what?
He wanted the strongest first.
Did you specify that?
You said strongest to weakest, which means strongest.
Let the bloodbath begin.
Right, how are we
going to
settle this?
How are we going to settle this? Right, strongest to weakest either way, it's either
you
one way or the other. So I put them in an order. I put them in an order anyways. That was weakest to strongest. So strongest to weakest either
I know,
way around.
You only get 2 points because you've got Guinness and Carlin the wrong way around.
Right, so that's 2 points.
Yeah.
That's
what
would you
Carlin,
get?
Carlin, Guinness, John Smith.
So you got 2 points as well? He's got the
I
same answer as me then.
I strongest to weakest because I put...
I know, but Carlin isn't the strongest. Guinness is.
Yeah, so he's got the same
so
answer as me.
So how does he have 2 points? Right, if he's basically fucked up as much as me,
He said the same as me, just the other way around.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I was going weakest and strongest.
Well, you get 2 points as
so
well.
So we've both got two points.
Well done,
guys. Right. I still win. Motherfucker.
Yeah, we've got number 10 now.
Ah, yes. Motherfucker.
So before the last question, Jesus Christ, I thought this was going to be easy.
What percentage is which again?
Guinness was 4.2. Carlin is 4. John Smith is 3.6.
John Smith is 3.8.
No, I've got moved down.
Is it weaker?
I thought Colin Mina Lago would be stronger.
I mean, I did check this on Asda, by the way. I actually went on Asda.
I feel better now.
I went on Asda, and on the picture of the box of the cans or whatever, it has the alcohol percentage on the side, which I looked at.
I knew Smith's was the weakest. I drink Smith's a lot. However, I really like Guinness. I don't like Carlin, but I always thought Lager was stronger than like an ale or a beer.
Guinness is stout, though, isn't it?
An ale, beer, stout, they're all the same.
When I got to work tomorrow, I would have fired this out properly.
You can do.
I'm
pretty sure that's right. I'd stick by.
I don't think Asda would like you. Like, I mean, unless Asda's like a slut, and once you get drunk, and I don't want to be taken advantage of Asda.
Right. moving on to the sort of, we'll count the scores at the minute. Right. So going into the final question, which is worth a maximum 10 points.
Oh, I need Carl, 10 paper over.
I got 5. He's got 8.5.
So it's 8.5 v 5. So James, you have to win it in anything more than the third clue. Sorry, the seventh clue.
Right.
So you need more than 3 points. No, you'd need 3.5. So you need 4.
Right.
Like I said, I'll explain it again. This is the bonus question where I'm going to read out 10 clues, which are clues to us as to a famous musician. With having these two, I've kept it someone that they would generally know, I think.
So
Carl leads on 8.5. It's the first person to get it, by the way.
Right.
So do we not just write down we
know?
If we know, we
if you
out.
Know it, say your name.
Say my name.
Little talent. Second name. Right, so we're starting. Right. Like I say, this is a guest musician, blah, blah, blah. The first clue is he was born in Boston in 1969. And you don't have to write anything, by the way.
No, I'm just thinking, that's ringing bells already. That's ringing bells already.
Right. No answers so far?
No.
Second one. Originally surnamed Bass.
It's still ringing bells.
Yeah, I mean, it's there, isn't it?
Right, no answers?
No.
So, we're on to... This one will be worth 8 points. First band he joined was in 1990, entitled Cosmic Dust Fusion Band.
No, that's not helped at all. That's not helped at all.
We've digressed now, though.
I didn't know who it is now.
Right, so seventh. This is 7 points. He then joined Citizen Swing in 1993. Right, so we're on to 6 points now. He then appeared in the 2001 film Rockstar when the producer wanted someone with a high vocal range.
It has
Mark Wahlberg, I think it's Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
Oh, why I tell the actor that he's in the...
Right, I'm giving you 5. 4.
No.
Don't have to
count down.
5. This is the 5 points. This is the one where I'm expecting one of you to get it, okay? So remember, if you get it, whoever says the name first has that.
Should we just say we know it, then read through, in case people want to read this, listen to this through and do their own thing? So I'll just have, if you've
so
get
if you
it,
say, I got it.
Yeah.
And then read the rest of it. It all dance balls up then. Really.
Wait until the last clue before you announce it.
So
fifth, get your eyes
so
on
write,
paper.
Write an answer and when you got it.
When you get it right.
Yeah.
So what clue is
this? Clue? This was the sixth clue and this is worth 5 points. Right. In 2003, he joined his current band, consisting of 3 former members of another American band.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I thought you were going to mention names.
I'm not going to mention the band name because it'll give you a couple more. They were an alternative rock band. 3 members formed this new band.
Right. Next question.
Yeah. This is worth... This is the 4th point, so you need to get it here.
Shit.
And he has to get it wrong. The rest of the clues.
Congratulations, Carl, you've now won this quiz.
Hey, you haven't heard the clue yet. This could be it.
He released his first album with his new band, entitled One Day Remains.
This is going to be a guess, and I'm going to say Miles Kennedy.
Yep.
But I was going to say Miles Kennedy, though.
I said it first. That's,
oh, for fuck off! He was in a film.
Yep.
Oh,
he didn't just get there first. He didn't get there first.
In the inaugural Carl Vickers quiz.
What happened to writing it down? And
I said it, at the end. Hang on, I said, right, everyone who's listening to this is now... Wait, they know that I just said it before you, so I didn't even have to write it down.
No, but the bit before what you said was, we'll write it down so they have the rest of the questions before the answer. They will play along.
I didn't give a shit about that. I've won. Carl's won. Carl's won.
Right, well, like I said, Carl won the inaugural Carl V guest quiz.
Bring on the next one. You're going down.
By a total of, what was it? Maybe 11 and a half.
Yeah.
No,
12 and a half.
Right, if you, I'll read the rest of the clues. Formerly a guitar instructor, his primary style is jazz. Might have guessed it from that. Then the last two would have been too obvious. He appeared on Slash's 2009 self-titled.
No, I would have got it with a question after. So.
Even more, released AB3 in 2010.
Oh.
Plus, on that question where he said, you're not going to mention band names, if I said... In 2003, he joined his current band consisting of three former members of Creed. How obvious would that have been?
Yeah.
Whereas I was thinking then, but do you know what was weird? I wasn't thinking about... I was thinking of Scott Stapp, right? Which is stupid because the three members of Alterbridge were Creed. So that would have made any sense. But that's when I started getting it.
Yeah.
I just got misconstrued what we were supposed to be saying.
See, that's the end of the first ever Carl the guest quiz.
Guess who won?
It's
also
the end of Carl's friendship.
Carl takes the win there. Again.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this with the pen?
Lovely.
That's done.
And in fact, you've just put the pen out. Right. So we'll move. The next part is rather fittingly called the end part. Well, then, we'll move on to that after this bit. But yeah, again, congratulations to Carl. Commiserations to James.
That's Carl clapping for Carl,
yeah.
By the way.
That's Carl just clapping to himself.
So Carl got the clap.
Oh, God. Lower the tone right at the end.
Right. Well, these two want to have a few more drinks of wine, and I'll have a drink of my pop. And we'll move on to the end part, and we'll end this thing. The podcast. I've just had to mouth at the call. That was the end. He was going to ask a question just as I click record, and I could have all ended shit. But I've just mentioned it anyway, so it's all gone to shit.
It went shit from the word go.
I know it did go downhill.
As soon as you asked me to come here,
I broke my pen even more. I've been.
It's the winning pen as well.
During the course of this whole thing, I've been breaking this pen more and more, and now it's completely fucked.
Now in five bits.
Now.
But it's still the winning pen.
It's the winning pen. Oh, fuck, that was gonna... That really has fucked it up, because it's like...
Not screwing on properly.
No, because now I can do that with it.
Right.
Anyway.
Enough about the pen that no one can see, other than us three. Right, this is the end of it. After this, though, we'll play James's song choice from earlier on, which is Purple Rain, Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Purple Rain.
Yeah, we're going to listen to the song in later, man, aren't we?
Take it, James!
No. Don't. Please don't.
I can't.
He's bottled it.
I can't. Purple rain.
Claps are going to clip it.
That clap has just absolutely annihilated the air.
If anyone has a seizure listening to this.
If anyone's listening to this in earphones, it's a bit late warning now after the event, isn't it? Anyway, right, let me finish this bit off and then we'll stop this nonsense. Right, that's the end of the podcast and the second one. The third one should be maybe recorded in the next week or so, depending on what me and Carl be asked to do. Whether or not... Stop fucking squeaking that pen. Well, that didn't help exactly, did it? Right. We'll probably just end up doing it on a Tuesday or Friday or something like that, whenever we're both free. So it could be in the next week or so.
Tuesday or Friday.
Like I say, thanks for listening to us, if you have. And I'd like to say thanks again to the two guests.
Thanks. I mean,
it's all right, Mara. It's all right.
Thank you for having me.
I'll be here next time.
All right. Carl's going to be here again next time.
I just pray that I am invited back.
He might be invited back again.
Unless I've been arrested.
Because this quiz during the pause between recordings has caused some debate, mind. And he wants to come back and have another go.
Rematch!
Carl said...
Death to Carl Part 2.
Carl said, anytime, mate, I'll do you one.
I don't even have to say anything. I'm just.
He's just smiling away to himself.
If you can't see me face, it's total joy.
Yeah.
It's
just
face of
total
a cheater.
Joy. Yeah. He's just smiling for me at the minute.
I just hope somebody recognises that they hear the bit before where it says we write down the answer.
We might get
not
a few.
Not just shoot it out.
I didn't think anyone listened to that.
People were cutting off after the intro.
Yeah. I was going to say that's probably what happened on the first one.
Yeah.
You should listen to the first part. I still haven't read through the rest of this. Right. Let's say thanks to the lads for doing it with us. Thanks everyone for listening. The first one managed to get like 50 views or so quite quickly, and that's why we're doing this one. If we can get the next one to the same sort of standard, maybe 50 views, then we'll do another one depending on what the demand's like.
Oh yeah, we'll give it a go.
See what like. But I'd like to say thanks again to these two for people for listening. Not so much to YouTube and AMI though for taking it down off YouTube, because I had a song in the end, which is completely shite. But, we've managed to get it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and it's on my blog, and it's on a website called Podomatic, which is where it's hosted anyway. But we'll try and keep them weekly if we can. But we'd appreciate a bit more feedback, like.
Well, wait, I wouldn't bastards. Know what people think, me.
And I'd like to know what.
I wouldn't end the podcast with you bunch of bastards.
I'm not ending it yet. There's a bit more to go yet, mate.
They're going to get even worse now.
The amount of insults I've got wrote down on the back of this.
What was your favourite insult?
Cunt.
That's what it ends with.
Favourite word. Oh, I kept calling people twats. I shouldn't have.
Right. As always, you can get on my blog at www.jamesproudlock.com, or get in touch with me at Twitter at @jamesproudlock. And the podcast will always be available for free on SoundCloud or iTunes. You can subscribe to it on iTunes now. And you, again, check for details on my Twitter and blog. It should stay free.
I wouldn't expect anyone to pay for this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it is pretty short.
If you do end up paying for this, contact us, because we should probably refund you for it if you manage to.
You might get done in, you might, like, someone might say, do you want to buy this podcast? Oh, I don't know, couple of quid. I've been listening to this shite. Not that both your opinions weren't good to listen to. But
in all fairness, I don't even value my own opinion. So
it's a bit worth us having them on them. On
yeah, yeah, I was going to say, you could have said that before we started.
Right. Like I say, this is the end. Like, thanks again for listening. Like I say, we'll try and do another one in the next week or so. We're going to end with Prince and Purple Rain.
So right. God bless and watch
peace
them
out,
roads.
Yeah. See you later. Baby, I can never steal you from another.
think you better close it. Let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain. We'll be right back.
motherfucker!